agenda item number 3, which is the proposed rezoning of a piece of government land at Cape Road. Lewis Cowell is here. Mr. Lewis Cowell, how are you? Yes. Maybe once you've settled, you may take the time to explain the project. You're aware we currently do not have a district councillor responsible for Stanley, so the three of us are responsible for Stanley. So feel free to take to start whenever you're ready. Oh, you're here too. Yes. Your microphone, maybe.
好，跟住嚟呢個item，我哋就講講就係呢個我哋就想向大家委員就諮詢以有關呢個以後嚟嗰個規劃擬議規劃嗰個意見嘅。咁今次嗰個擬議規劃咧，我哋咧就係喺一幅位於赤柱橫角道馬鞍村以南嘅土地嘅用地啦，劃作為一個住宅發展嘅。 或者係講講少少背景先啦。咁就喺大概2013年左右，搞咗前嘅施政報告裏面啦，都提到咧就話我哋要着力啦，就要揾足夠土地咧，以達到未來10年嗰個房屋供應個目標嘅。咁而嗰陣時喺施政報告裏面亦都承諾咗，我哋會用一啲多管齊下嘅策略啦，去點樣可以增加嗰個土地啦，增加可以供應個房屋需要。咁因此啦，我哋咧亦都係不斷檢視緊而家喺香港裏面嗰啲政府嘅土地啦，同埋一啲綠化嘅地帶用地，睇下可唔可以用作為改造劃為一啲住宅用途咁樣嘅。咁間早前咧喺2014年嘅時候啦，發展局啦、規劃署啦同相關部門啦，包括房屋署啦同埋呢個運輸署啦，都嚟到過區議會咧就介紹下未來5年咧就喺南區裏面咧，我哋就揾到有14幅嘅土地咧， 咁。咁今次講呢一幅地咧，其實就係上次所匯報，即係嗰十四幅裏邊嘅其中一幅地嚟嘅。咁我就首先講嚇、啊，就係呢幅地嘅大概嗰個情況會係點咧？而家咁呢幅地咧就喺頭先講咧，係位於呢個赤柱環角道馬鞍村以南嘅地方，就喺圖右手邊呢、這個啦，而個劃用地呢個地方啦，呢、這個全部咧都係一個政府用地嚟嘅。咁而佢個面積咧就大概 2.4 公頃。咁你見到喺上高就係馬鞍村啦，下邊咧就係中欖角一啲比較低密度嘅住宅嚟嘅。咁我哋今次嗰、那個擬議嗰個修訂咧，係主要就係將頭先講嗰個綠化地帶啦，改劃為一個住宅越類嘅地帶嘅。咁主要用嚟係做一啲私人住宅發展項目嘅。咁成個地方咧，頭先講咧就2.4公頃啦，而我哋諗住咧，去第時將來可以發展出嚟個總樓面面積咧，就大概48,825平方米啦。咁而佢地積比率咧就大概 2.5， 而最高嘅建築物高度咧係主水基平準以上嘅85米啦。咁嗰個單位數目咧就大概640個嘅。咁其中咧其亦都會包括有一個嘅安老院舍咧，就會喺呢個要求第時個發展商咧都會提供埋嘅。咁我哋初步亦都做咗一啲技術嘅評估嘅。咁就住個交通環境方面啦，我哋亦都揾咗呢個路政署啦，委託一啲顧問公司啦去做咗一個交通評估啦。就嗰、那個結論就係話其實頭先上述嗰個二線發展呢，其實都唔會對現時嗰個公共嗰個道路呢帶一啲不良嘅交通影響啦。另外呢，我哋亦都問即係問咗相關嘅部門呢，就發覺即係二線嘅發展呢亦唔會對呢個園景啊、生態保育啊、基礎設施配套啊、通風啊、景觀啊咁帶嚟一啲好重大嘅影響嘅。咁另外啦，我哋亦都地政署方面咧，亦都係有做咗一個樹木嘅調查啦，同埋做一啲園景嘅評估嘅。咁喺頭先講嗰個 2.4 公頃裏面咧，就冇發現喺即係古樹名木冊裏面嘅古樹啦。咁但係第時如果當啲塊地賣出去做私人住宅時咧，地政署亦都會咧加上一啲嘅賣地條款啦，加入去保護呢個樹木啊同埋美化環境嘅要求嘅。 咁另一方面啦，我哋覺得呢個嘅改劃用途啦，呢、這個地點亦都改劃咗之後，亦都唔會對社區嗰、那個社區設施啦，同埋嗰啲休憩用地啦，構成一個負面影響嘅。咁就以上就係我一個簡介啦，或者當時睇下議員有冇啲咩提問咁樣。
Let me see if any of the members have any questions and queries about this site. Yes, Ms. Lam.
唔該，主席。咁至於咧發展住屋咧，咁我就當然梗係會贊成啦，因為而家嗰個住屋嘅問題都要逐步去解決。咁我想了解一下咧，而家呢一個地方咧，因為我都嗱，而家你有85嘅 MPD 啊，咁個高度即係如果我哋而家就咁樣計咧，佢應該你會考慮會有即係會有幾多層樓高啦，同埋咧而家嗰個宿位咧150個宿位佔個比例嗰個地方係有幾多啦？咁同埋而家日後如果興建呢啲單位咧，其實如果你話以640個單位去計算咧，你哋而家平均可以容納多少人去居住呢？因為我都關注那個交通問題的，我想了解一下，麻煩。
咁啊，多謝議員的提問啦。咁我哋高度嗰個限制咧，依家就話係主水平基準上80 MPD 啦。咁如果大家即係熟悉嗰個地方咧，咁其實依家係一個山坡嚟。咁喺我哋定呢一個咁嘅高度嘅時候咧，基本上我哋係基於一個即係土木工程拓展處幫我哋做咗一個初步嘅評估。咁嗰、那個嗰個地盤本身咧，佢就需要做一啲平整地盤嘅工程。咁就根據土木工程處嗰個嘅估算啦。咁嗰、那個將來發展嗰個地盤大約係去到40 MPD 嗰個嘅水平嘅，咁所以85同40 MPD 之間就大約係45米啦。咁根據我哋依家即係一般我哋即係如果貨住宅用途嘅。咁就一般3米或3.15米就一層，咁我哋預計咧就係有12層嘅高度嘅，咁將來嘅發展，咁但係當然啦，實際嘅設計咧就要視乎當時個發展商佢哋自己本身個詳細設計點樣做啊。咁至於嗰、那個安老院舍咧，就150個宿位啦，咁大約咧根據我哋嘅估算咧，咁嗰個總樓面面積咧大約係4200個平方米啊。咁至於將來呢個屋苑嗰個人口咧，咁頭先同事都介紹啦，咁大約係有640個單位。咁如果用我哋依家即係一般嗰、那個即係、每一個單位大約係2.8咁上下嘅人口嘅平均咧，咁將來嗰個人口都係講緊係1500咁上下啦，大約2000啦。
石威，
謝謝主席。當然香港土地不足問題咧持續嚴重啦，咁啊。無論政府又好啦，國家又好啦，都提出咗我哋土地改革嘅政策。但係咧，始終呢塊地咧就本身係一個 green belt 嚟嘅。咁即係本人咧就喺我自己區內發生過都有幾次當然有唔同部門啦，咁去提議將一啲綠化地帶去改造住宅用地。咁當時我都係反對嘅，主要原因就係因為我哋嘅 green belt 咧，我真係。覺得不應該入去，咁而且咧，我哋香港嘅人口咧，都坦白講都有一個負增長嘅情況嘅。 咁而我哋國家政策底下咧，我都見到香港未來好可能我哋嘅明日大嶼2000公頃嘅土地啦，咁啊然後農地1100公頃嘅農地咧都有機會釋放。咁喺呢個情況底下，到底我哋係咪要急於喺即係而家我哋覺得要修訂一啲土地去轉由 Green Belt 轉做住宅用地咧？咁尤其即係下一屆政府喺明年嘅3月預計咧就會上場啦。咁我都相信土地改革喺當即係到時都會推出大量嘅措施啦。咁我唔係好肯定，我哋係需要喺呢個階段之呢幾個月內就要去評估我哋呢塊地就要轉做一個住宅用地啦。咁如果萬一咧，我哋去到3月嘅時候咧，咁嘅公佈可能我哋會做我哋嘅明日大嶼啊，甚至我哋嘅一啲田地可能政府。即係深敲同某啲發展商啦，咁啊去傾得掂，咁啊釋放咗大量嘅土地嘅時候，我哋呢度會唔會變成一個即係錯誤嘅綠化地轉做住宅用地咧？咁所以我係有抱有疑問嘅，主席。
So, if I can also make some comments, I tried to get it on the screen, but I can't. So I turn this around. First of all, this is a hill.Sitting between the Mahang estate and the private residential. So the impact of this site on both the Mahang estate and the private residential is significant. Right now they've got a green hill with trees, and we're going to take that away, and it sits higher up between them. So I don't think this is something that I can easily support. Two, it's a greenbelt site. So we should reserve it for conservation as the primary objective. And if we want to take it away, we have to have very good reasons. But in your paper, I see no reasons. Like, have you looked at other sites? Which are the other sites that we have considered? And why is this site better for development than other sites? For example, Mahang Prison has been empty since 2015.Mahang Prison sits right there. It's flat. It's a brownfield, technically. So why don't we develop that? So take this. Why take a greenbelt when there is a brownfield GIC site already in the neighborhood, which is currently a prison? And then use that one for redevelopment. That one lays flat, lays lower, has less impact on the neighbors. And we don't destroy a greenbelt. So to me...I don't think we can, I cannot support taking the greenbelt without really careful analysis of all the options that are available in the neighborhood before we do something like this. I fully support that we need to grow our building stock, that we have to provide housing for people, that we have to provide facilities, that land needs to be taken. But to choose to take a greenbelt site just like that,I object to. I must say it's a current trend at the planning department to do this. Hong Kong U is considering to be given a greenbelt site. Let's Go has already approved the funding for the site. Instead of doing funding for looking at all the alternative options and then decide whether it's really necessary to take a greenbelt site. So to me,if you come here as planning department, I think you have to have a very strong case why this is the best site, why there's no alternative, why all the alternatives, and then you convince us and say, okay, we're really going to kill the trees because there is no other way but killing the trees. So from that perspective, I totally agree with Jonathan that this is inappropriate, and I would have my objections to it, but...By all means, respond to our comments before we come to a conclusion.
多謝主席啦，同埋梁議員嘅意見啦。咁我哋都十分明白嘅，即係公眾人士對我哋用呢啲綠化地帶嚟到改劃成為住宅用途。咁正如我同事剛才喺背景上面即係解釋過。在我們2014年曾經來過南區區議會去解說政府因應香港那個的房屋短缺的情況，在當時我們做了一些土地用途的檢討， 咁裡面其中就包括呢啲綠化地帶。咁我哋揀呢啲綠化地帶，即係當時都係有一啲嘅原則嘅，就係話即係呢啲綠化地帶有部分係已經受過之前一啲嘅人為嘅一啲嘅即係干擾啦。咁另外咧就係呢啲綠化地帶係近依家現有嘅發展，有道路網咧係直接可以去到呢啲地方，以至佢發展嘅時候咧就即係會相應咧喺基建設施上面咧嗰、那個配套咧係會相應係會比較充裕嘅。咁當時即係嚟到南區區議會解釋嘅時候咧，就係話喺南區咧，我哋總共就有14幅。土地，呢啲土地咧就係會攞嚟做住宅發展嘅。咁其中一塊咧就係今次提上嚟俾委員咧嚟到去即係俾意見嘅呢塊地盤啊。咁即係當然我哋係審視過不同嘅即係地方，我哋先至能夠提出呢14塊土地啊。咁亦正如主席所講啦，即係我哋提出嘅土地，即係當我哋去改劃嘅時候，都唔係每一幅咧，我哋都能夠成功去改劃嘅。咁喺南區咧，即係都曾經有2幅土地咧，都係城規會喺我哋提出改劃嘅時候咧，都因應嗰個嘅即係嗰個地嗰嗰啲即係用地嘅情況咧。他們都是否決了2幅，都是綠化地帶、啊、不過呢、就是、正如剛才說呢，我們、就是、政府、因應接下來的10年那個的房屋那個的供應目標呢，就是說428,000個單位、啊、在未來10年裡面呢是需要去提供。政府一直以來呢都是採取不同的措施，即係短期啦、中期啦、長期啦。咁頭先即係議員所提出，例如明日大嶼嗰啲嘅措施咧，政府一定係會做嘅。不過嗰個就係、是、即係相對咧，就係、是、比較係長遠嘅一個目標啊。咁喺未有呢個長遠目，即係長遠嘅措施落實之前咧，即係如果有啲短期可以做到嘅地方咧，我哋依然都係需要咧。嚟到去做呢啲嘅土地供應啊，咁我回應係咁多啊。
多謝主席，亦都多謝 Lewis 回應啦。咁係嘅，我其實我某程度上非常之同意你講嘅嘢嘅。亦都我都明白我哋而家係進入咗個刻不容緩嘅情況，但係我想表達嘅就係而家我哋面對嘅嘢呢係當年一啲可能嘅錯誤嘅判斷啦，或者唔夠嘅準備呢造成。咁而我點解我都非常之反對佢將呢啲綠化地轉為建築即係住宅地呢，因為我擔心我哋而家做緊嘅嘢就係未來可能10年之後大家睇返一啲唔啱嘅措施或者一啲決定。咁事實上人口嘅負增長係大家都可以見到嘅，而未來嘅土地產生好明顯都係會非常之多。咁我亦都相信配合國家政策底下，我哋嘅一啲中地農地嘅問題，唔好講中地啦，淨係講農地啦，我相信係最終都會得以解決。咁土地係會突然間多咗好多，咁係咪真係需要喺個 Green Belt去轉一個住宅地咧？咁加上即係啱啱主席講啦，其實我哋話呢啲土地可能你覺得佢有人為干擾過，或者係啲好accessible 嘅地方，咁但係事實上呢啲任何 Green Belt 嘅土地都係啲我哋居民住落好多年，唔同嘅人 expect 咗有嘅一啲景觀，或者有啲嘅環境一部分。咁我哋成日都講保護我哋環境，咁如果我將啲 Green Belt 咁輕易去將佢轉成一啲住宅嘅土地咧，我哋係好難同我哋嘅選民啦，或者南區人交代嘅。所以我都係冇辦法同意嘅。多謝主席。
I would suggest that
again, looking at this profile of the land, which is a mound sitting between these buildings, started, if we're going to build on top of this, we're definitely going to have a serious impact on it. It's not like we're going to be out of people's ways. We're going to people right in people's face. And this, so I like to see it almost like a profile, a section of what that would look like if you draw a section through here, what that really would look like. I think we're going to have a significant impact. This is not that this is not going to be a good. And then here, right here, we've got Mahang Prison sitting empty, which is a brownfield. So again, I would suggest that you have not answered the issue that we have considered relevant alternatives here in Stanley for this opportunity. You have a list of Greenbelt sites, because that was in the past something that the government suggested, that we're going to look at Greenbelt site redevelopment, and we were listing Greenbelts, but I think it's a real problem. So, but we can repeat ourselves. So I don't want to repeat ourselves. So I'm not sure. I have to draw a conclusion. Two-thirds of the council, Mr. Long and myself, strongly oppose this development opportunity here, and we'd like to see the planning department to take note of that and to rethink, including the Mahang, the prison site, if you really have to do something here, but otherwise not to touch the Greenbelt site. I hope that that is a correct... Mr. Jonathan, from what I took to Ms. Lam, did not necessarily agree with the two of us. Our objection, Ms. Lam supported development of this site. Is that correct? Yeah. So, on that note, there's nothing you've taken, you've heard us. I hope you let the Town Planning Board know that you have received this view loud and clear. Ms. Lam?
Hi. 主席。 因為我就唔係話叫做同意呢一個起呢個地方嘅，因為我覺得，因為頭先我問完之後咧，就話大約係12層啦，但係12層起640個單位，我就比較即係除咗呢個盡量我都希望唔好用到呢個綠化地帶嘅地方啦，但係我好擔心呢個豪宅，你12層樓高你都起唔到640個，即係同你頭先計嗰個。 大約2000嘅人口啦，咁如果聽嚟咧，就應該可能真係未必有2000人嘅，但係12層樓點樣係起到640個單位咧？可能日後會唔會去係即係做一個豪宅嘅建築物咯？我覺得，即係所以我都而家有啲未清晰啊，所以而家暫時嚟講咧，我就唔係話同意呢一個起嘅。 咁但係我就即係如果要我表決，我係支持同意啊，我就會係棄權。
Okay. So 16 stories on top of this. I mean, so how would that then compare with the neighbouring side? If you put 16 stories on this mound, then how does that look for the rest of the
neighbouring side? 係啦，我頭先我哋都講啦，我哋嗰個即係高度限制係85 MPD。 咁85 MPD 就係等同隔離馬坑村現有嘅高度啦，咁所以亦唔係好似主席咁講啦，即係喺嗰個山嘅上面再起，但係我哋個山係會需要做一啲平整，咁變咗係要會挫低咗嘅，咁起完嘅高度咧就會同馬坑村依家嘅高度咧係相若嘅，咁我當然啦，即係。 一定會對周邊喺景觀上面係會有一啲嘅影響嘅，咁但係我哋都係會盡量將嗰個影響咧減至最低嘅嚇。咁至於12層點解會可以做到640個單位咧？咁因為佢唔係得一座嘅，即係佢應該係即係可能有9座或者更多。咁每一座就大致，如果你除翻6。
即係如果係9座，即係每一座咧，就係講緊就大約係70個單位。唔該，主席，我明白啦。而家因為直情就唔係一個係一個屋苑式咁樣去做啦，係咪？因為頭先我可能聽漏咗，唔該曬。
I don't understand the existing mound next to that is about 10 stories if I just count the windows here.
So it's a tall story. It's two stories taller, sitting between the low rise, the three floor or four floor buildings on one side, and then the other side, 10 stories, to put a tall story building between there. That doesn't look like anybody's going to be very happy with any of that. Plus, we kill the green side, so neither the residents are going to be happy, nor the ecology is going to be happy. So, yeah, now, after further explanation, there is a 100% objection from the Southern District Council against your project. Thank you very much for the discussion. This part. Please inform the Town Planning Board accordingly. Thank you. All right, we move on to... thank you very much for coming anyway.